ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Even if you are a grown-up who uses Instagram for your vertical video needs, you can't deny that TikTok, the OG vertical video platform, has exploded in popularity over the last few years. It has a billion users and counting. But recently, there's been a lot of talk about the national security threat that such a huge user base owned by a Chinese company poses. And now the US government is considering banning TikTok altogether. I'm Tegan Taylor, and this is Quick Smart, the show that feeds you big ideas in bite-sized pieces. So, how did TikTok turn videos of synchronized dancing and lip-syncing into a multi-billion dollar business model? And is the company's Chinese ownership really as dangerous as governments would have us believe? Someone who has been lip-syncing in the name of research is Jen Leake. Hey, Jen.
Hello, Tegan.
So, are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not. Not really on social media at all. And for some reason, TikTok, and I've found this when I've spoken to other people, it's like you might get into Instagram, but for some reason, TikTok's like the more potent version.
You know, when you're a kid and you have like cordial straight.
Yes.
That's what TikTok is.
Totally.
It's so good.
Yeah. So I was having a look at TikTok for Rear Vision. And this isn't usually a space we'd go into, but of course, there's been so much talk about the US potentially banning TikTok. Australia's been concerned about TikTok. Last year, it was announced that all government devices at a state and federal level could not have TikTok. So it's certainly something that a lot of countries have been tackling, particularly the US. So I wanted to look at the history of TikTok, you know, how it managed to amass over a billion users in a pretty short space of time, and then look at the concerns around its Chinese ownership and try and figure out a bit more about it.
So how did it go from being a fairly niche app a couple of years ago? I was trying to put my finger on when it actually kind of came into my consciousness. It was certainly probably 2018, 2019, to being the most downloaded app in the world.
Yeah, there are a couple of phases. So obviously we know that TikTok is a Chinese company. The parent company is called ByteDance. And they have a Chinese version of the app called Douyin. I think that's been around since about 2016. They knew they wanted a global audience and they knew that Douyin wasn't going to translate globally. So this is when they decided to basically make a whole new brand, TikTok. And to get an entry into the US market, they found a Shanghai company that was doing what they were doing, focusing solely on the US market. This was an app called Musical.ly, which was a lip-syncing app, which had a pretty decent user base, mainly teenage girls. But they acquired that app and, yeah, basically used that as a way to sort of begin building TikTok. So for the first couple of years, very much teenage girls, dance videos, lip-syncing, all that viral stuff. But TikTok getting mainstream, it was really the pandemic. A lot of people, obviously, we were all using social media a lot more. And this is when it sort of moved from that target demo of teenage girls and dance videos. I mean, of course, there's still a big part of the app, but a much wider demographic of people started using it. So the user base in 2020, it was the most downloaded app of that year.
It kind of makes sense because we were all just at home with our thoughts and our phones and nothing else to do except for doom scroll.
Exactly. And an interesting shift happens with TikTok around this time is, as I said, we move away from those dance videos and it becomes a bit more about people sort of getting up close and really revealing personal stuff about themselves through the app. And of course, there's still the fun stuff and whatever. But yeah, this is when TikTok really, yeah, goes mainstream.
So what is it about TikTok specifically? Like, why are we looking at it? Why are we worried about it? And why is it so good at sucking us in?
Yeah, and this is something I didn't realize. You might have heard a bit about their recommendation algorithm. Now, this is something that all social media apps do now, but TikTok did it differently. So it's not about recommending you friends or recommending you stuff that your friends are doing. It's about recommending you stuff that you like from anyone. And that was really different at the time. And so it means you get a massive variety of content from all sorts of people. And it means that anyone's content, if it sort of happens to catch on, can get a ginormous audience. And in terms of why it's so addictive, everything you do on the app, as soon as you open it, you'll get a feed of videos without having to do anything. And the algorithm will take notice of anything you do, a microsecond longer here or there, and that will feed into the algorithm in real time. And so very quickly, you're getting a feed which is catered just for Tegan.
A lot of makeup videos for me.
Yes.
So TikTok's got this really incredibly powerful algorithm, really tuned into people, keeping them in the app. Over 1 in 8 people have an account. That number's growing. When did governments start to get worried?
Well, one of the reasons governments started to get worried was really because the user base exploded. So suddenly, I mean, I think in America, it's close to 170 million Americans have a TikTok account.
Wow.
And governments start thinking, whoa, like, wait on a second, this is a Chinese company. And also, you know, if we think about, this is a bit off topic, but if we think about Huawei, the 5G internet provider, there's always been this thing about when Chinese tech companies start getting a bit too much power, Western countries start going, wait on a second, we're just a little bit paranoid. So it was actually Donald Trump in 2020 who first started saying, wait on a second, I don't know about TikTok. And he actually called for a ban, which didn't really go anywhere. But really since then, it's just gotten louder and louder. And there's one particular thing about TikTok and the Chinese laws which have people concerned. And these are some national intelligence laws that China has. Basically, these national intelligence laws mean that the Communist Party can compel any company to hand over all of their data if they feel there's some sort of national security breach. Now, that hasn't happened yet, but it's about what could be done with that law. And that's the thing a lot about TikTok and the concerns. It's not really what they've done. It's what they might be able to do in the future. So let's try and get some rules. Another fear that has been talked about with TikTok is, you know, this algorithm, could they play around with it, or could the Communist Party somehow influence the algorithm so it's showing you certain kind of content which is favourable to something the Chinese government is doing? There's no evidence that they've done that yet, but that's the fear.
So there's kind of two points of concern here. One is data security for users, and the second is perhaps misinformation or biased information being spread because they've got control of the company and without maybe the oversight that a Western country might have.
Exactly, exactly. And I think this is the other side of the chatter about TikTok is, you know, most people agree these data concerns, privacy, how I'm being influenced, they're all really, really valid. And I think something we all feel a bit weird about at times, but it's not just TikTok. And so maybe what we really need is a wholesale overview and redo of how we manage our data or the rules that we have in place with social media, not just TikTok.
But they are looking at banning it in the States. What would that ban actually look like?
Yeah, it's really tricky. So basically what they've got on the table at the moment, which is passed the House, it then has to go through the Senate. So there's a long way before this is even a reality. But essentially what they're looking at is saying, ByteDance, you need to sell TikTok. If you don't sell TikTok to a non-Chinese company, then you're banned. One of the issues with that is TikTok has a really huge foreign shareholder ownership, like most companies do. A lot of them are American rich people that have big holdings in TikTok, and they would expect huge returns if it was ever sold. And it's worth like billions of dollars. It's a huge company. And so they're not going to accept it being sold at cut price, but then who's going to buy it? So yeah, it's really not straightforward. And India, for example, they're a country that has brought in a ban due to political tensions with China. And basically what you've seen there is Facebook and Instagram filling in the void. So then you get a company that's already very powerful being even more powerful.
So if there's not a ban, what other tools should governments be looking at using to guard against misinformation or misuse of people's data?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really tricky one. Specific to TikTok, one of the things that they've done to try and address this issue around US user data is now all of that has to be kept in the States. TikTok underwent this massive project called Project Texas. So now all US data is kept in the United States, making it a lot harder for, you know, the Communist Party to get that data. But I mean, you know, in terms of how to manage misinformation, well, how do we approach that with any other social media app? Because it's the same thing. And so, you know, it's really about tightening laws within your country that apply to all of the apps, because they can all be misused and all have been in the past.
Why can't we just have something nice that's just like singing and dancing? Why does everything have to turn into digital hellscape?
I know. And let's wait till AI becomes a... Anyway, I won't even go there. Sorry.
The world is on fire. Jen, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Today's episode of Quick Smart was made on the lands of the Jagera and Turrbal and Gadigal people. And if you like this chat, share this with your favourite influencer or with your friend who thinks that they are one. And we've done a fair bit on tech, social media and AI recently, so scroll back through the feed for that. But I do want to draw your attention in particular to a chat I had with Sammy Shah about whether TikTok could be the new religious pulpit. And I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.